Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
All right, you ready again?
Let's try.
So in our next part of the boundary series, it's really important when setting a boundary for yourself or with clients or if you do work with teams is really understanding crystal clear what boundary is actually needed.
And I think then it's just about asking, you know, finding out from your clients then, you know, who's this actually with? Right? Is it with their mom? Is it with their significant other? Is it like what's the relationship? And we talked about that last time, right? The goal of the relationship, but really, really getting clear about what's happening right now with this boundary.
And part of it is about saying, so what is the dynamic and the pattern that normally happens, right? So you get together with your mom, A happens, then B happens, then C happens. So what is it that you're trying to prevent from happening and what needs to happen in order for that to happen, which is a lot of happenings. Hey, 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 hey.
What's happening?
So I say that because, like, for example, the boundary might be that you don't talk politics when everybody gets together. The boundary might be that you are only going to allow yourself to have 2 extra hours a month to be able to help with technology challenges for your mom. The boundary might be, I'm just trying to think of different examples, right? But getting really clear on what behavior is okay and what behavior is not okay. And that could be from your part or from their part.
You know, and I think that that's a big part about this too, Jen, because it's about the obligation piece, right? And that's what you just said made me think about obligation. So do I have an obligation to do this and am I feeling bad because I'm afraid of the consequences of it? Or is it something that I'm just doing because like I just want to do it? And I think that it's really important for people to have really to understand where's whatever it is that they're doing actually coming from. So is it coming from a place of fear, like, oh shit, if I don't do this, something's gonna happen in this relationship? Or the, hey, you know what? I know that it makes the other person happy, so I'm gonna just do it. It's not like I feel like I have to. So here's a great example about obligations and not. Like, I make your coffee every morning, right? I don't feel obligated to do that. Right? I do that because it makes you happy and it makes me happy to be able to do that. But if that was something that like you expected or like I was getting pissed that I had to make coffee every morning, then I think that that's when things become a boundary issue. But when you just do things because you want to do things, I think that that's okay. Even if you're doing them every day. And I think that some people sometimes get that confused, like, oh, I'm doing this and I'm doing this and I'm doing this. And if it's going to just make the other person happy, then that's all right. And it's just kind of being nice.
Yeah. I think that boundary things come up when people are frustrated, exasperated, irritated, and resented, resentful, right? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think there's totally 2 different types of situations. And so that's part of figuring out what the boundary is and what will that give you. So I'll give a great example. I used to work at a place where this woman used to talk behind everybody's back, right? So she'd talk about Jane and she'd talk about Melanie and she'd talk about this person, that person. And I knew she was talking about mine too because she wouldn't leave one person out of it. And I had to figure out how to set a boundary with her because I didn't want to talk about people behind their back. These were people I had to work with. It drained my energy. I found I was avoiding this person because I didn't want to jump in on talking about people. So I had to say, what is the boundary that's actually needed? And the boundary was I had to figure out a way to get her to not talk about people, right? And so there's a way that I handled it, and I'll explain it at the end. But I had to be crystal clear as what was my intention and what did I need to change in the dynamic? Because if I didn't change this in the dynamic, I'd never want to be around Betty. Literally, her name was Betty. I would never want to be around Betty, and I had to work with her. So I had to figure out how to go about this so that I could get her to shut her mouth about other people, right? She's raining on my parade. So part of it was I had to figure out then what was acceptable and what wasn't. And it wasn't acceptable to have her talk about other people anymore. So I'll play out the story for you. So I went to
her. Because people are on the edge of their seat.
There are. They're like, well, what happened with Jen and Betty and this whole talking thing? This is very important stuff. I need to know, Care. So what happened was I got crystal clear on what it was that I needed to have happen. And I didn't care how it happened. So my approach was I went up to her and I said, hey, I've been doing a lot of personal development lately. And I really realized I talk behind people's back a lot. And I need your help. And what I need is if I start talking about people behind their back, will you just remind me I'm not trying to do that? Like just, hey, remember you're trying to be better, grow and talk behind, you know, you don't want to do that. So don't do it. And then I said, and if you do it, I'll be sure to remind you. And that way you can help me stay accountable to what my goals are. She was stoked. She's like, oh my God, I'm in. She probably went and told everybody. Jen's really working on personal development. But what happened was I was able to clearly articulate and I took ownership for it. And I just said, if this comes up, I'm out of the conversation. So it allowed me to say, oh, remember I'm trying not to talk about people behind their back, or, hey, remember I decided I'm just going to focus on other things. So it gave me the ability to be clear, to take responsibility, and I could stop the conversation midway.
And apparently it worked.
It did, right? But I had to understand what boundary was needed. I also needed to know, what do I need to do if a boundary got crossed, right? So I did. Hey, you let me know if I'm crossing the boundary, I'll let you know, and, you know, we'll forever be friends, which we weren't. And then the last question is, what are you willing to do if the boundary is violated? And that was just to remind, hey, we're not playing this game. So you have to work through those questions with your client. So are people going to get up and leave? Are they not going to spend the night? Are they going to take a different direction? Are they going to hang up the phone? Getting people to understand what they're going to do if other people aren't on board.
And I think a big part of that too is setting this up when you're not in the middle of it.
Oh, totally.
And that's the key, because then you could say, hey, remember when we had this conversation about me, you know, my personal development stuff, and we both said that we weren't going to talk behind people's back and you agreed or whatever, because it's great to be able to tie it back to a time when you weren't in the kind of heat of the moment.
Love it. So that's our tip for the mid-step process.
We're out.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.